Well, hello, everybody. Welcome. It is Thursday, November 18th. This is episode 55 of 90 Minute Life. 90 Minute Life is a Cavalry FC Canadian Premier League podcast. I'm Joshua Petrowski, as always, joined by my brother Paul. Paul, what's up?
Hello.
Yeah, hello, hello.
We're doing it on a Thursday. We just record whenever now, it seems.
Yeah, well, we've done it on Thursdays before.
So, apologies for the horrible inconsistencies. thanks to all our returning listeners, and welcome to all our new listeners.
Indeed. Hello again.
Wherever,
welcome back.
Wherever in the world you reside.
Absolutely. Yeah, thank you for joining us. And here in Canada, that's where we are, Calgary, Alberta. It is several days past Remembrance Day, and that was in between our last episode and this episode. So we are going to take a minute of silence for not just Canadian veterans and Canadians in armed forces who have given their lives for Canada. We're going to extend this out to the world of veterans from around the world. And
everywhere. If you've ever served, if you currently serve, If you're listening and you were in, if there's World War II veterans, maybe I shouldn't stipulate World War II,
any veteran from around the world, past, present, and future, we thank you for your service, and we are going to take a minute, and we're going to start that now.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Thank you for your service.
And it might not seem like it might seem trivial to do with just, a minute, but in that minute, I actually think of we get to do a podcast because of the things that you did and the things that you are currently doing. If you're currently serving wherever you are serving,
if people listening, if they have family that has served or is serving, they understand it better than anybody what it's like. So thanks to them too for supporting their family members. But yeah, we get to do a podcast. We get to watch football.
I was just going to say we get to watch football on TV and live because one of the reasons is because of the many sacrifices that these men and women do. So,
yeah, absolutely. So,
thank you.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
We get to complain about Mexico for 90. I'm just kidding. For 90 minutes. I'm not complain, but we get to rub salt in the wounds for 90 minutes because of what you guys do. But no, I'm just kidding. But
in all seriousness, thank you. Past, present, and future veterans, you will be, and you are remembered. What do you say we lay out?
That was the most news anchor, like.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Sweet.
Like, will be remembered. Before, leading up to Remembrance Day, because the UK does it the same, November 11th as well.
Yeah.
So the leading up to it, the English Premier League, there was a lot of
they did some ceremony and some stuff.
That's the word I was looking for, is that they did a lot of ceremonies and pre-match stuff. And so you could hear it in the PA. If you had your TV loud enough, you could just hear it in the stadiums.
Oh, cool.
Like, you will be. So just you had a very like news-worthy stadium. Not cool sounding like Mason Trafford or Beasley, but it was.
That's cool. I you know, I'll take a compliment where I can find it, even if I have to dig through a forest to get there.
Yeah.
But that's cool. So I think this is going to be a fun episode. It may or may not be our longest episode, but the Canadian Premier League has finished up its regular season.
Yeah.
And we're getting into the playoffs now for just in a couple days here. And it's Thursday. Playoffs start Saturday the 20th. And there is also a game on Sunday the 21st. Team Canada.
Excuse me.
That's okay. Team Canada just finished out the year. The CONCACAF World Qualifying. It's the November window has now closed with results of matches, and they don't play again until January, so they get about six weeks off, I guess.
Time off internationally. They still have to play with all their clubs.
The club play for some of those guys is still going on depending upon where they play, but anyways, there is a big result for Canada. We'll talk about that. And I mean, that's kind of it, really.
It's, I think the majority will be just Canadian people. Will be like Team Canada.
Yeah,
like, that's going to be
50-50.
That's going to be a huge chunk. We'll do that first. So if you want to hear us, we'll split it in half. We're going to talk a lot about Team Canada. At least I want to.
Sure.
And then, you know, we're leading up to the playoffs and Cavalry play Pacific this weekend. So maybe we'll finish off with that.
Yeah, we'll finish off with the Canadian Premier League.
And then apologies ahead of a time. Or ahead of a time. Jeez. Ahead of time. I don't know. I didn't drink any milk like several hours before this. I'm not lactose intolerant. But all of a sudden, just now I'm kind of phlegmy. Not sick. Not sick phlegmy, but just like, now I just have to clear my throat every 30 seconds. So sorry if that it's going to be that kind of an episode. I know it will. So I'll try to hide it where I can, but just I'll get it out now that this might be annoying, and I apologize if it is. Like, does it come through loud? Is it loud on your end?
No, I mean,
okay. Well,
it can be abrupt sometimes, but it's not. It's dictated by the volume that I'm running at, so it's no louder than
you talking. Well, I guess. So whatever you use to listen to us on, if that makes a difference, I don't know.
Yeah. We apologize ahead of time for people with headphones.
Yeah. If you're all of a sudden just cranking it, and all of a sudden I'm like, rah, 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 like, what the fuck? Sorry. Sorry.
We'll get through it.
Yeah.
We'll get through it.
The last few episodes, I can't stop clearing my throat. I drink. I have a glass of water, and I've got like. Maybe I need to find like my during the episode drink that doesn't make me.
Oh yeah, maybe.
I don't know. I mean, like I've tried tea.
Tea is not. I've had tea. Tea is nice.
And then I don't put. Anyway, we could talk about that for like 20 minutes. Like, oh yeah, yeah.
People are tuning into a soccer podcast, and we're talking about what kind of tea do you like to talk.
Yeah, why are you phlegmy before an episode?
Good stuff. Let's talk about Team Canada.
Yeah.
Sweet. They won. Spoiler alert. they're undefeated, I guess. They haven't lost in the last, there's six games left, so they've played, eight? Out of eight games, they've won or drew. They haven't lost.
Nope.
Which is great. And they're top of the CONCACAF standings with 16 points.
Yeah. I mean,
USA has 15. They're at number two. And then number three is Mexico with 14. And then, apologies, I don't remember who fourth place is. It might be like Panama or Honduras or something.
I think Honduras. No. Honduras is a lot lower.
Okay, then maybe it's Panama.
You got to like search octagon standings, because when One Soccer was doing it, I remember specifically it saying like octagon standings.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Anyways, I can Google that and talk at the same time to see if I can find
But we should.
It's right here.
Panama. There was two games played in Edmonton, Alberta, at Commonwealth Stadium.
Yep.
The first game was Costa Rica. The second being Mexico. That's the game that I really wanted to go to, but it was just like too close to Christmas and money and stuff. It's like, oh, dang it. And truth be told, son of a bitch, that was the game we should have went to, because we won 2-1.
Yeah. So it was the first time, like the year 2000, I guess there was a
game. No. Keep going. We haven't beat Mexico in 20 years.
Yeah. Oh, so the year, wait, year 2000. Yeah,
the year 2000. That's right. Never mind. For some reason, I thought. No, yeah, that's right.
Year 2000 was 21 years ago, Paul. Do you feel old yet?
Wait, no. Wait, then.
Yeah.
Then I got my.
It's 2021 right now.
Yeah, no. I got something mixed up with the 70s.
Oh.
Team Canada hasn't done something since the 70s.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. I
screwed that up, and it was just like, thought we haven't beat Team Mexico since the 1970s, but no, that's right. 20 years since we've beaten Mexico.
Yeah.
What the hell? We've even mentioned it in past episodes that we haven't done something, and I just can't think of it.
Yeah, I know. We sometimes.
So, my bad. I got my shit mixed up. Who cares?
That's okay.
We won.
Yeah. And to quickly clarify, it is Panama in fourth place. I found the table.
Yeah.
Panama is
Honduras. Honduras, I think, is lower than that.
Honduras is eighth.
Yeah.
But yeah. So, yeah, they beat Mexico 2-1.
Like 20 years to beat a team. That's insane.
That's a long time.
But here's the thing, though. It wasn't just the fact that, you know, we won, you know, maybe we got a lead and then just parked the bus and defended. Or maybe because we won because of mistakes, like clear cut mistakes. Like maybe the keeper passes to a defender and let's say Alphonso Davies is right there to pick it off and then boom, score. Yeah. Like it wasn't like that. It was just like a clear cut.
It was
dominating.
Win. It was open.
Like,
play.
Open play win.
It was open play. Mexico, they played their game and it wasn't enough to keep up with the Canadians. And I won't take any if Canadians can't use any. So if in an away game for Canada, they got to go to places where it can be like really hot. Like this was said by John Herdman before the game, was mentioning like, you know, I'm going to paraphrase, but it's more of he wasn't going to play a different game because people were asking, well, it's super cold. And it's like, it was maybe not minus 10. It was like minus 8 or 7 or something like that. And people were going, well, what's it going to be like for Mexico to play in sub-zero temperatures and snow on the pitch? And he's like, we're not changing our game plan with maybe potentially another team not being used to our elements. It's like, we're going to play our game. So, and he also, when Canada has played away games, and if we haven't gotten a result, like let's say we go to Honduras and we lose or something, I'm going back in time now. It was never said of, oh well, you know what? Maybe it was too hot. Maybe that's why we didn't win. He's never done that. So I'm also not giving that to Mexico.
And I'm not going to rant about it, but I will say, it is annoying that. It's never brought up that Canada, or even, I'll even give the U.S. credit. U.S. and Canada have to go to all these tropical places that they're not used to, you know. And
so it goes both ways. That's what I was trying to say.
Yeah, like, yeah. They should. Like, if you're in Costa Rica, well, you play in CONCACAF.
You're going to come up to the States.
You might have to play in snow, whether you're in the U.S. or Canada. Like,
yep. Yeah, yeah.
Maybe you play in snow, and if you don't like it, well, too bad.
To give Mexico a little bit of credit, they did I mean, they didn't completely fall apart in that game, so they found a way to get a little bit of warmth in their in themselves.
You know what? Like, if
but yeah,
and it's funny because I've seen some. I've half paid attention to social media, and you know, even from some Canadian people, it was just like, oh yeah, you know, like Mexico didn't show up to play, and it's just like, no. We can give Canada 1,000,000% for pulling off this win. Mexico did show up to play.
Yeah, it just
they showed up to play, and it wasn't. Yeah,
it just wasn't enough. Like, it's not like we didn't win because they didn't play good. They played. Now, I'm not saying they played completely awesome. I'll give Canada a little bit of that. They outplayed Mexico, and also Mexico maybe wasn't their usual selves, but not to the point that they played a terrible game. Like, they weren't complete. They weren't falling apart as a team, Mexico.
Well, Tuesday.
It took them a while to get in, but they did come into that game a little bit. So
Tuesday, and it's going to go – Tuesday night will go in the record books, and, you know, it'll be put in the universe of where were you when. That's what's going to be the story from that game.
Yeah.
And I think from, you know, where were you or – all the other things that can be said about all the paraphrasing and phrasing.
Yeah.
It's like, well,
that was a history.
I hope you know, that's the game that wakes up other teams and says, all right. And maybe they think to themselves, maybe playing the way we're playing now, because even the US, the U.S. and Canada play completely different out of the rest of the out of rest of CONCACAF, and
yeah, and they're top. You know, like top, they're top two right now. It's Canada, United States. So maybe this is where other nations in CONCACAF go to go. Man, look at the top two nations right now. It's Canada and United States. Like who thought that?
Well, and even just with Canada, like they play entertaining, really good looking football.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, just to the second goal by Kyle Larin. So Kyle Larin scored both goals. The second goal was from Alistair Johnson.
Oh, man.
He's just outside the box at a fairly decent chunk of space away. So he's not like,
He was with, if you watch hockey, sorry to interrupt you. If you watch he's on the offside line. He's on the offside line, the red line. He's halfway he's half between the center line and then the box.
He's like, there's 25% of the field left before the keeper, before Mexico's goal.
He's on the red line pretty much.
So he smashes, he's like, oh fuck, I got clear space. I'm gonna take a shot. And it was a good shot. Keeper makes a save. It's a rebound. Kyle Larin is right there. Just love taps it into the net. It's like, oh, it was good. So open play goals like that, we're just like, ooh, that was good.
The cavalry, if you listen to this podcast, it'd be awesome if you did. Do that on Saturday. just take shots. Not shitty shots, but just be like, go. If you know you're going to hit the target, have a go, because maybe you get a corner, rebound, something.
Yeah, maybe you get sometimes you can make something out of it. Yeah. Set corner, whatever. But yeah, so it was play like that that happened throughout the night. And obviously not every one of them evolved into a goal. Two of them did, though, which was awesome. That's all it took.
Well, and it's...
So it was just like, it was...
I'll still say this is probably... This has to be the best Team Canada men's, for men's soccer that we've ever had.
100%.
Like, there's no
100%.
No chance. Like,
I agree with that.
The fact that we're even the fact that we can say we're number one in something when it comes to our soccer, it's like, wait,
and
what?
And it's not hockey.
Like, yeah.
You know, everybody expects, you know, like every year when we're watching the World Juniors on Boxing Day or whatever, it's like, who's first place and like, who's the top three teams? Canada's probably somewhere in there. Maybe Sweden, you know, maybe Team USA. They've got a good hockey team. You know, so everybody would assume that if we're talking about Canada being first or second, it's oh, well, that must be a hockey thing. It's like, no, now we're talking about football and like soccer football, real football, which is, oh, it's just amazing. And it's funny. So people that work with, they know I'm a bit of a, however newly formed I am at it, I'm a soccer fan, football fan. And they come up to me with results of games and go, before I get the chance to make it to around the building to tell everybody the results of the match, they're coming to me going, Josh, I just heard the news. Was it good? Were you excited? And then we start talking about it. And
you know what? That's what this team is doing now. Sorry.
Yeah, no.
But that's what this team is doing. It's drawing other people in, being like,
yeah.
And it's so they know that you watch it. They're like, hey, yeah. Like I just heard this thing.
Yeah. Like I come by and I'm going to get a coffee and I go by a guy's desk and he sees me coming and he was listening to like a news radio program. I happen to get there at the right time because he mentions me to come over. He turns it up and it's the two radio guys and they're talking about the result of the match from Mexico there, like talking about Team Canada and Mexico. So it was really cool that it's also on there. This morning I'm on the bus and there's a kid wearing he might not have been a kid, but he looked, you know, like high aged. Maybe he wasn't, but he's wearing a Canadian Premier hat. And I'm like, that's right. I'm like, he's wearing a Cavalry hat. I didn't get the chance to talk to him. He got off the bus too early, but so it was just funny that I saw some person on the bus. I was like, that's a Cavalry FC hat. I recognized the Canadian. I saw him from behind, and I recognized the Canadian Premier League logo. So there's an awareness of of football, of real football. It's growing, and well, I think Team Canada, both the men and the women's, like just even with the Olympics that just passed, with the women's team, the women's national team getting gold. All these things is just like. Canada soccer right now is just, it's on the up and it's really cool to kind of be at the front of that, where in the next couple of years, the rest of Canada is going to have to, I don't know if you've heard the phrase FOMO, FOMO, fear of missing out. We're all going to be.
I know fear of missing out, but I didn't know that was acronymed into FOMO.
Yeah. So it's just like, we're all of us at football, as football fans, we pay attention to this stuff and we're going to be, you know, partying with, you know, let's go into the future and say Canada makes Qatar 2022 here. We're going to be having we're going to be going out and partying and hanging out and like high fiving and people are going to be like, you guys are having fun. Can we have fun too? What's happening? It's like, yeah. Canada's in the World Cup. Get in here. So it's going to be awesome.
There's room on the bandwagon.
Oh, bandwagon is never full. Fill that. Let's get everybody on board.
Well, and my kid's school, for the sake of the podcast, I'm obviously not going to mention what school she goes to.
No.
Privacy and all that stuff. But my kid's school has two soccer teams, girls and boys, or men's and women, whatever you want to call it, girls and boys.
Yeah.
I guarantee it, just with how statistics are and whatever, one of those, or at least one from each, so at least one boy and at least one girl will go professional.
Totally.
But now they have local pathways.
Well, now, now there's
at the current present time, there's a pathway locally for the men. And then hopefully there'll be a women's league, but even still, women can still play in Europe professionally. Like there's still that pathway too, but at least for the sake of the conversation presently,
there's a path forward.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
like a kid playing at school can be like, oh shit. Like we have a local team. I could play for those guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm not just playing this because my parents want me in an extracurricular activity.
Yeah, no, like there's a future in it, and a rising future too. Like, yeah, it's wonderful.
I've actually seen at the brewery I work at, I saw a couple kids. I think the dad was going in just to buy stuff and then come out. They weren't staying in, but they were just all outside, and two kids were wearing Alphonso Davies shirts.
Oh, that's awesome. Sweet.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It's like
Yeah,
damn straight.
and he's like him and Christine Sinclair, Jonathan David, Kyle
And
Larin,
they
like
weren't wearing, sorry, they weren't wearing Bayern Munich Alphonso Davies shirts. They were wearing Team Canada Alphonso Davies shirts.
oh, nice. That's cool. Yeah, like him and others, like him, Christine Sinclair, half of the men's national team, like these are like rising stars, you know what I mean? I can't, and I
Oh,
know there's a bunch of
Christine
there's
Sinclair, she's already a star. She's not even a rising star. She's already.
yeah, but and there's also, I can't remember some of the names, but I know there's a whole there's also a bunch of names that I recognize in print, but I can't think of them to say them, but of the
Well, look
women's
at
national
Jonathan
team.
David. He's a premier
Yeah.
striker in Europe right now. Now, I don't. I'm mentioning this, but I didn't. I don't have the current stat, so forgive me if I'm wrong, but I remember hearing this stat about a month ago, and I'm pretty sure I mentioned it either on our last episode or the episode before.
Is that where he's like top scorer of?
He plays for Lille, and
Yeah.
his offensive output was, I'll say was, just in case it's not current.
Okay.
It was his One person, his offensive output was better than PSG, Paris Saint-Germain in Ligue 1 in France.
Wow.
And his
Holy
off
crap.
so his offense was better than Lionel Messi, Kylian Mbappe, and Neymar and Neymar Jr.
Wow.
Three superstars
Holy
didn't
shit.
have combined didn't have the offensive output that Jonathan David. Now, I think because Lionel Messi, he was injured a little bit, which,
Okay.
sorry, PSG, I find that really funny in a kind of
Yeah.
not like ha-ha way, but like, oh, ha.
Little bit of like a little poke the bear type of funny, yeah. Yeah. That's awesome.
So,
Good on Jonathan David
yeah.
for scoring goals like that. Oh, that's awesome. I like hearing stuff like that. That's cool.
Like
Yeah,
when
like
you if you can say that you're, and that has to be a little bit of
that
I'm
has to
sure
be a
he'll still
feather in your
he'll
cap.
be Canadian humble, but I'm sure that has to be a little bit of
Little bit of an ego boost that it
a
helps.
swagger when you walk into
Yeah.
your locker room being like, yeah, I'm better than those three guys, and one of those guys is number
Lionel Messi.
one tied with Ronaldo every
Yeah.
single year, like.
Yeah.
It's Lionel. It's Lionel Messi. Even to say that you're better than him is just like, wait, what?
Yeah, like,
So,
yeah, for this calendar year, like his record right now is better than Lionel Messi and two other guys combined. They don't even make his goals. That's awesome.
and those three guys, their wages,
Oh.
I'm pretty sure you could combine like every single team's wage in MLS, and
You
those three
still pro
guys probably make more.
Yeah.
I'm saying that figuratively. I don't actually know that for sure, but I'm pretty sure
I'd
Lionel
be like,
Messi is still making like $500,000 a week.
fuck, that's like an ungodly amount of money. Like
Oh, man.
I mean, like I can think of things to do with money, but to consistently kind of make that kind
Could
of
you
money, I
imagine if
think
just
I would run out of.
$500,000 was to, and
Yeah.
again, I don't know if he's still making that with PSG.
Yeah, I
I'm
don't
not
know
saying that
either.
literal, but that's what he was making on Barcelona before he couldn't
Fuck,
play
that's a
there
lot.
anymore.
Yeah.
Like,
Fuck, that's a lot of money.
you just imagine you just wake up, oh, look at that, 500 grand deposited. A week goes by,
Yeah.
like.
I mean, with that kind of money, you'd have to run out of things after a few years of like, well, I kind of bought a bunch. I've kind of, I can do, I can
Well,
get
and
whatever I want. I can get a
I don't
gold-plated
know for sure,
car.
but he's one like Lionel Messi. I know we're going a little off topic, but just a little 1 second.
Yeah.
Like he's again, we don't live in Spain. We don't live in France.
No, Canada.
So I'm pretty sure maybe he's in the headlines all the time. But to compare it, living in Calgary, in Canada, in North America, we get headlines of Ronaldo all the time. You know when he's taking the shit. Messi, not so much. He seems to be on our side of the pond pretty quiet.
Maybe he likes it that way too. I mean, I probably
And
would.
now, I say that maybe he has on his property like 10 statues of himself in the world's most rarest material. Maybe he eats endangered species for breakfast.
Yeah, who knows?
Like
Eats with utensils made out of asteroids.
well, and I'm playing Grand Theft Auto San Andreas on Game Pass. That'll be on another episode.
Yeah.
And you go into Ammunation, you buy a gun, and you can hear the guys doing commercials. And he's like,
Oh, yeah.
come on Saturdays for the endangered species barbecue.
Yeah.
Maybe he does that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, or it's that
Yeah, who
Simpsons
knows?
episode where there's like a really rich guy, he's famous, and Homer's hanging out with him.
Oh,
And his
yeah.
daughter, they want to go to a zoo, but it's like animals that have like no one knows about.
Oh,
Do you
sweet.
remember that?
Briefly, vaguely.
I don't remember what the guy
But I
is.
can't remember, yeah.
I don't know if he's like a race car driver or something in The Simpsons, but
It's not his
his
half brother, is it? Is it that one?
no,
Oh,
not
okay.
that guy. It's just a guy he
Then
meets,
yeah,
and
I'm
he's like,
drawing a
Dad,
blank.
I want to go see the singing something. Oh, don't worry, honey, we'll be there soon. And it's like some animal that no one knows about. It's
That's
like a
awesome.
rich person. It's like a rich person zoo with animals that,
Rich person zoo.
yeah,
That's awesome. If
like maybe
anybody
he did.
knows what we're talking about, please let us know, because
I know what I'm talking about.
we need to know.
But anyway, that's way
Yeah, anyways, Jonathan David
we've drifted
scores a
off.
lot of, yeah, that's okay.
Jonathan David's awesome. And that little bit of a rabbit hole discussion, I like Jonathan David a lot.
Yeah, oh, so do I. Him and Tejon Buchanan. Like, obviously, like, I love Alphonso Davies, but Tejon Buchanan is also very good, and so is Jonathan David, Kyle Larin, Estacio. I can't remember his first name. Fuck.
That's fine.
Oops. Shit. The hell's it? Anyway. What's the Osorio? Is it Jonathan Osorio?
Jonathan Osorio.
Yeah, okay. Because I was like,
Jonathan.
there's two Jonathans, I think. He's really good. They're all good. Like, they're all good. Atiba Hutchinson, like, they're all good.
Man, Hutchinson, 38 years old and killing it with the national team.
Didn't he just get a was it him who just got like a all-time appearances on a men's night
Well,
for Canada?
Kyle Larin, he's tied for most goals.
Oh, no, I know goals, but I mean men's national team appearances. Didn't that just go to
Oh,
Atiba Hutchinson?
off the top of my head, I actually don't know for sure.
It was either him or
Now that
someone
you met now
else.
you know what, now that you mentioned it, now you gotta Google it.
Okay, I'm going to see if I can quickly.
But if
I
anybody hasn't noticed, like we're going on 35 minutes or so into our podcast, we really like the men's national team.
Oh, of course, this is
Like this,
it's a very special team, you
like
know.
if this team hasn't brought you on board to be like, oh, like Canada's doing good in soccer, just as a, I'm not going to mention it because I'm pretty sure it's not very politically correct, so I don't want to mention stuff from it. But if people want to know how Canada's doing, either buy, I don't know how you're going to watch it. Maybe it's on YouTube. Maybe it's on a various streaming service. It's Robin Williams Live in Broadway. It's from 2000 something.
Okay.
There was a World Cup happening around that time, and Team USA
Oh,
just
I re
qualified for their world for the World Cup at that time.
Yeah.
Robin Williams talks about it.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Watch that
Yeah,
part.
watch Robin Williams Live on Broadway, and there's a soccer bit in there. It's really good,
Yeah,
really
watch
funny.
that. He
But
talks about
yes,
team, yeah, but
it's not politically correct, but yeah.
replace Team USA with Canada. Because we were,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Oh, Stefan Stachio. I got his name.
Stefan, okay, yeah. So, like, U.S. and Canada, we weren't known as...
Oh, here we
still,
go.
We still aren't known as soccer countries.
So I got... Yeah, you're right. But slowly that narrative
But
is
watch
shifting.
That bit, though. Watch that.
Well, that whole thing is funny, too. That whole... It's like an hour
long. Yeah, watch
the whole
special, too. The whole special is
great.
R.I.P.
Robin Williams. I have an article here. Atiba Hutchinson, he is now the official record holder of the most appearances for the Canadian men's national team.
Wow.
He breaks the record that was... the previous record holder was Julian de Guzman. Julian de Guzman.
Oh, yeah.
So Atiba Hutchinson, he broke it with 90 appearances. And... you know, presumably he's still going to continue. Oh, the previous one was 89, so he broke it by one now. But,
wow,
I mean, he's going to continue to, like, he's not, he broke the record at 90, but he's going to set the record at, I mean, he's got years left in him, so he's going to set the record, my guess would be somewhere in the hundreds. He's not going to be retiring from the men's national team anytime soon. I mean, that I know of, barring any stuff that I'm not aware of, but
yeah.
But he's, oh, look at that. He's my age, 38. Wow.
Julian de Guzman, really?
No, Atiba Hutchinson.
No, like he was the record holder?
Yeah.
Wow, he's former TFC player.
Yeah, he 89
and Ottawa Fury, I think. Apologies if I'm wrong, but he was TFC and Ottawa Fury.
Nice. But yeah, so congratulations to Atiba Hutchinson for breaking the record.
Yeah.
That's awesome. But yeah, like, and he's not going anywhere, so he'll set the new record at whatever he sets it at.
So, well, yeah, he's killing it there.
Yeah, he's going to continue. So the record will continue to be raised with every appearance from now going forward. But yeah, just, it's a special team that they've got going on there. So their next games are in January of 2022. So after Christmas and New Year's.
Yeah. In the new year.
Yeah. And there's 6 games left. So it's funny, just as I said that, I only held up 3 fingers, and I'm like, 6 games left. It's like, oh, 2 hands.
Just anyways. Times it by 2.
Yeah. Oh, just, yeah.
Well,
very,
you watch,
very special.
If you watch that, you know what? I don't even, well, I do care, but I mean, I take that win against Mexico as that's a win in itself.
Oh, yeah, like. The fact that it also took us to first place, which is awesome. We're that much closer to qualifying for Qatar next year. Like, but just by itself, it's a special win because it's the first time since, I guess there was a Gold Cup in the year 2000 where Canada beat Mexico. I'm not saying they beat them for the Gold Cup, but maybe it was for one of the rounds of qualifying or something, or maybe it was,
exactly.
It might have been quarterfinals or something. I don't know what level it was at, but either way, that was the last time they beat Mexico. So, yeah, just a special. So it was special for that, but also, you know, we're that much closer to World Cup next year. Yeah, just fantastic.
Good old Qatar, see? Exactly. You know, Team Canada has to get used to playing in places that are hot, whatever. The whole world has to go to Qatar.
Yeah, it's probably pretty warm. Unless they play in the fall or something, but...
So, World Cup next year is in November?
Oh, okay, well, that makes sense.
I think, because they're like, yeah, it's too hot to play here in the summertime.
Yeah. All the air conditioning won't work.
That probably infringes on like some kind of human rights thing, being like, okay, it's ungodly hot.
Yeah, it's a little warm. What do you say we talk about some cavalry before?
Yeah.
Before the end.
People are probably like, you guys said you were talking about cavalry, and we went on like a 10-minute thing talking about Lionel Messi, and
we did. But yeah, it's just, you know, stuff, really cool stuff happened. We're excited,
like,
yeah. But yeah, we're also excited because on Saturday, Cavalry FC take on Pacific FC at ATCO Field. They host Pacific for the semifinals. Sunday, Forge FC host York United FC in Hamilton.
Man, so the only thing I'm going to say, because and it's, I'm sorry, Foot Soldiers, because there's some Foot Soldiers that listen to us, and I don't know if anyone's thought this. I'm sure someone has thought this. Yeah, Forge, maybe, you know, going on a little bit of a losing streak. They lost to Edmonton. Then they lost to Cavalry. I firmly believe 100%, 1,000%, and maybe a Forge player listens to this podcast and will confirm it. Probably not, but it would be sweet. I'm pretty sure after that game, Bobby Spiriniotis went to the locker room and probably said, "What the fuck?"
Yeah.
Like, yes, we're in the playoffs. Yes, this game semi didn't matter, but it did fucking matter. 3 points. We just lost 3 points.
Yeah.
We're in the playoffs for our next game. Hey, let's wake the shit up. Like, yeah. Come on now. Like,
well, they're...
I fully expect York, or Forge to come out all guns blazing. Cause let's be face it. Oh my geez. Let's face it. They're the two-time champions. Yeah, like
they're defending champs.
We don't have to like them, but
yeah. Defending champions.
They've lost two games. Yeah,
they have to. If they don't show up to that game, York United is going to take advantage of it. And the fourth place team is going to upset the first place team.
Wouldn't that be something, though? Like, I would love to see York win.
Yeah, of course.
Actually. Because I'm bored of seeing Forge make the finals.
That's true. Like, it's been two years.
And I say that like this league has been around for years, and I'm like, I'm already bored of Forge. I'm like, ugh. It's like, yeah. Manchester City. Oh my God, they're doing good. Oh, no way. Surprise, surprise.
Yeah. I guess we're only in the third season, and it's been the team they've played against has changed, but Forge has been in both finals of the last two seasons.
I will admit, though. If it meant taking our spot, hell no. But I'm bummed that Edmonton didn't make it in. Only because, like, I like Easton Ungaro.
Yeah.
If you don't like Easton Ungaro, then I'm sorry. Then maybe maybe we watch two different leagues, but...
He's good.
He's scored more goals than Joe Mason. Sorry, it's true. Yeah. Like, if you don't like it, well, stats don't lie, and I'm pretty sure Easton Ungaro has scored more goals.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter who we like or what's better, stats matter.
Yeah.
Now, personally,
I was going to say, at the same time, yes, maybe, like, goals, Easton Ungaro has probably more goals than more goals than any Cavalry player. Having said that, Cavalry's goals are spread out amongst numerous players, and if they're not scoring, they're trying to set up people, blah blah blah. So
now, what before, like, I was going to stipulate, I also realized that that's pretty much all of Edmonton's offensive output is Easton Ungaro.
Well, I was gonna say,
before we go into that whole rabbit hole,
yeah.
I understand all the things that all the Foot Soldiers are saying right now. Be like, rah, rah, rah. I get it.
Foot Soldiers, but we love you. Just to let you know.
Like, I like Easton Ungaro, and he's a great player. I'm bummed that, again, if it means, I say again a lot, if it meant taking our spot, nope.
Yeah, exactly. Same.
But
I know what you mean.
I'm just a little bummed that Edmonton, again, were like so low in the standings. And
yeah.
Some games, Like you can't if you've watched all the games, some games they played so well and deserved a win and still couldn't get it. And it was
Oof.
so disheartening to see them like
Yeah.
fall to not get 3 points when maybe they should have.
If it's not for bad luck, they have no luck at all. Like, they had such an unlucky season. They were games where it's like, oh man, you guys are so close. But shout out to FC Edmonton because they won their last game of the season against Forge.
Against Forge, fuck yeah.
Yeah, so hell yeah, Edmonton.
You
Like,
know what
if
though?
only for pride, absolutely.
And I st standings aside, I think they should feel better about themselves in Halifax. I know we want to talk about Cavalry, but maybe we know who's in the playoffs. It's Cavalry, Pacific, Forge, and York. Those are
Yeah.
your playoffs. Depending upon the result of Saturday, will depend if it's our final episode or not. Because well, our final episode, or sorry, final CPL episode, barring news and all that stuff.
Yeah, like we'll
Oh wait, I
continue
shouldn't say final episode. Like,
it. Just
I end of the season kind of recap.
yeah.
We'll do a deeper dive into a lot of the teams, but just to for the sake of saying it now,
We'll have no Canadian Premier League stuff to talk about for a while,
Yeah,
depending upon
exactly.
the result of Saturday. Well, we'll talk about the final, obviously, whether we're in it or not,
But I will say, like, if I'm Halifax, I'm more bummed than Edmonton.
fair.
Edmonton hasn't made it to the finals at all.
Yeah,
Halifax did last year,
yeah, they
and
did.
they didn't make the playoffs this year.
No.
So I think in terms of maybe, I don't want to use the word failure, but maybe, and not disappointment, but maybe of like
Yeah.
goals not met
Yeah. Yeah.
to make the finals 1 year, to not even make the playoffs the next year, that's got to be a little shitty. That has to
Yeah.
be disheartening a little bit.
Yeah. I think so. They'll look at that and go, "Ah, oh, man, we didn't even make the playoffs." Fuck. Like yeah, they because there was a moment there where they were in the runnings for, they only did they didn't make it into the playoffs by one by like 2 points, like
See, that sucks.
they're 1 point behind York. York is in fourth place with 36 points. Halifax is tied. Well, they have the same point level as Valor does. Valor's in fifth, also with 35. It's just Valor had a couple more goals, so they get fifth. Halifax, same point level though. Like if Halifax drew their last game, if they had won that game, they would have been tied with York. And I wonder if maybe, I don't know if they still might have been fifth though, so I don't know if they would have been able to. I don't know if they would have been tied with points. I don't know who would have taken it on goals and stuff. But yeah, if you're Halifax, you're probably a little bit it probably stings a little bit because you wanted a little bit of redemption from last year. Be like, oh, we want to take it to Forge, you know? And Forge, they're gonna play their asses off in this last game. Well, everybody has to. That's the thing. This is for all the marbles. These last
Yeah.
two playoff games here with Cavalry and Pacific and
Is
Forge and York.
McNaughton
I don't know.
injured?
I mean, I don't think there's a thing that so I had heard that Bustos is not playing. I don't know why. Maybe he's injured. Which
Oh,
that
shit.
I know he's one of their, like he's one of their guys. Like,
I mean,
so I don't know.
yes.
Yeah. Well, so here's so Cavalry and Pacific. So that's second and third. Forge is first, York is fourth, and they play each other. If York take out Forge and go to the final, and if Cavalry beats Pacific, Cavalry hosts the final
Yeah.
because second will host fourth.
Hell yeah.
So if Forge go to the final, like if Forge beats York, the final doesn't matter between Cavalry and Pacific. The Hamilton will host the final.
Yeah.
They're first. So, hey, that's okay. If it goes into Hamilton, for example, Forge host.
I thought we were tied for some reason.
No, we are with points, but let's see.
They get us on goal differential, don't they?
Yes.
Ah, son of a bitch.
Yeah, they have 5 more goals than we do. 39, we have 34. I say we. I didn't score any goals. I sat in the stands on home games and had a coffee or a beer and cheered very loudly.
I will say, though, when you said coffee there, like you drank a lot of it, you've only had one coffee there.
Yeah, I had one coffee and I had a beer.
One coffee. I had one hot chocolate.
It was
cold.
And
by the way, I'm showing up in like 1,000,000% winter gear. I'm going to have like almost knee-high winter boots on. Probably won't wear a winter jacket, but I'll have like thousands of sweaters on so I could still have my jersey on.
See, not only am I wearing my long winter coat, but I'm also wearing I'm wearing another winter coat underneath my winter coat. I'm wearing 2 and a sweater. And I'm wearing, I'm going to use like sweatpants and I'm going to put a pair of jeans on top of those just to keep my legs warm. And yes, like you, I've got some high winter boots and wear those.
Yeah, it's supposed to be -8 -7 on Saturday.
Oh, I read something different. It's supposed to be like 0. And maybe even above 0.
Okay, well, the low is -7 and the high is 6 degrees.
So anywhere in between there.
Yeah. Well, so
anybody listening, it's like welcome to Canada. It's either going to be below 0 or above 0.
It could snow lava bits. I don't know.
Yeah.
Either way, hail asteroids. Like who knows what'll happen?
Could you imagine? I don't want that to happen.
I guess that would just be like an asteroid. Like
that'd be a meteor shower.
That's it. So I don't know why I can't think. Yeah, it'd be a meteor shower. I mean, I don't know what the weather forecast is in space.
now I'm thinking about that movie Deep Impact with Tia Leone.
Yeah, Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman. Yeah, it's a good movie. It's not as good as Armageddon.
Like the ending is great. It's all nice and happy, and then they're on a beach, and then spoiler alert. Sorry.
I guess we spoiled a 20-year-old, actually old enough in the 90s. Now, that would. Oh.
That was after Armageddon.
I think that was before Armageddon.
No, I'm like because Armageddon hit it big, and then Aerosmith was awesome with the one song.
I'm pretty sure it was.
And then I feel like Deep Impact was like riding that wave of disaster movies.
We're going to do a quick sidebar because we're going to Google this right now. Deep Impact. Deep Impact, 1998.
Oh, Armageddon is 1998 too.
Armageddon. Let's see. Armageddon also came out in 1998.
Yeah.
Same year. Look at that.
And we saw both in theaters. We did.
So, well, look at that. July 1st, 1998. Oh, Canada Day. Okay.
We're July 4th.
No, we're not.
That's the United States. Jesus Christ.
Dummy.
Did you say July? I thought you said, never mind.
So July 1st. May 8th is Deep Impact.
Well, I guess I just lost my Canadian citizenship. Yeah. I'm like, wait a second, what?
So it's all right. It's, you know, we had a busy work day. I mean, I did. It was quite busy. May 8th.
Well, and I don't work tomorrow. So, I mean.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
That's cool. May 8th, 1998 was Deep Impact. So it beat Armageddon to theater by like.
What?
What is that? Like,
but we just saw, I remember seeing Armageddon first.
Well, maybe we waited.
Well, ma'am. Okay, maybe, but.
Huh. Anyways, welcome to Deep Impact and Armageddon Talk.
It's funny. When you said July 1st, I thought you said June 1st.
No. No.
And then when you're like July 4th, I'm like, wait, what? And then.
Yeah. Anyways, we're going to be at that in as much winter gear as we can wear and still be able to move. We're going to be at that game on Saturday.
Sorry, you know what? That reminded me of Die Hard.
Oh, cool.
Do you remember in Die Hard when they cut to the news because Nakatomi Tower has been taken over and all
Yeah,
that?
yeah, yeah.
They cut to the news, and then the news anchor guy, he fucked up saying some country.
Oh, he got the location of Helsinki
That's
wrong.
it. Yeah.
They have a guy, they have a an analyst on there talking about the relationship between people
Terrorist and
who
hostage.
terrorists and hostages, and he's going
Yeah.
and he called it like the Helsinki syndrome or something, which is not what it's called. But he goes, as in Helsinki, and he says the wrong country, and then he
I'm
gets
pretty
in.
sure he says Sweden.
Yeah, and he gets like,
Helsinki, Sweden. And it's like Helsinki, Finland.
okay, maybe we're gonna find out just to make sure that we
Oh
get it
man,
right now.
geography here. This is like, uh-oh. He screws up saying,
yeah,
yeah,
you got it.
Finland.
Yeah,
Yeah,
well,
I got it right.
he says like Sweden, and it's the guy says Finland because it's in Finland.
And then you see like the producer in the back being like, oh my God,
Yeah.
really? Like, come on. So like I feel like that news anchor guy being like,
Yeah, you're just like, oh, I just said something stupid.
yep.
Shit. Yeah. Oh, well. No one's taking notes. It's okay.
Oh, I'm sure someone is. Someone's gonna be like on Saturday. Ah, loser.
I mean, hey, you know what? If anybody listening is also going to the Cavalry playoff game on Saturday, let us know that hey, it's like, hey, Paul, I heard you say
To a certain somebody, hey, I might
that.
be an asshole, but
Yeah. It's gonna be a good game though. I can't wait. Cavalry FC have the chance to make the finals here. Oh, just whether the final is here or if it's in, wherever else it could be. I guess it's only gonna be in one of two spots. It's either here. Well, no, I guess it could be in three different spots. No, two. It can only be in two spots. Oh no, it
No,
could be
because
in a third spot.
if Pacific wins and if York wins, Pacific hosts York.
That's right. You're right. Yeah, so I guess there's three potential spots for the final.
York can't host because
That's
they're in
right.
fourth.
York can't host, but Pacific could.
Pacific ca or Forge Cavalry and Pacific can host.
Yeah. So it just depends. Depends on who wins. Well,
Yeah.
obviously, go Cavalry. I think they have a team to. I think they have a team to do it.
If any
We have a
game
good
you're gonna
team.
like light up the scoreboard, do it.
Well,
Just
this is the
blow them out of
game.
the water. Don't worry
This is the
about
game to do it.
respect them, obviously. Don't
But if you
get
can
don't
get,
be stupid and
yeah. But if you can get 7 goals, get 7 goals.
exactly. Like if you could be, oh, I could score right now.
Do
Do
it.
it. If you think you can score, fine, do it. Who cares about passing?
Yeah.
They'll get
Oh,
over it.
shout out to Anthony Novak for scoring against his former club.
You know what? I saw him like when he got that when he got that pass.
He probably
I was
smiled.
wondering if he was thinking of like, all right, Tristan Henry's looking at me. Do I? Yeah, fuck it. I'll do it. He doesn't celebrate though, and I like that he didn't celebrate. He kind of just smiled and laughed and
Yeah.
has that great Novak smile.
Yeah.
But
Yeah. Fuck, I hope he re-signs next year. I know we're getting ahead of ourselves, and that's a future episode. But still, I do hope that we hang on to Novak for one more
Novak,
season.
if you listen to this podcast, and it'd be
Please
awesome
stay.
if you did, stay. But also, if you think you could score, just shoot it.
Yeah. Oh, and
Be
on a
greedy.
third note, if you want to, you can send us an email anytime and we'll drop everything to
Yeah.
talk to you for 5 or 10 minutes. And I guess that goes to the entirety of the roster of
Yeah,
Cavalry
we'll do
FC.
everything but quit our jobs.
Yeah, I can't quit my job.
Yeah.
But I will go into the boardroom for 10 minutes and be like, I need 10 minutes of quiet. But yeah. It's gonna be a good time.
I'll go to the boardroom and put down notebooks and pens And then when people walk by, they're like, oh my God, that guy has got a notebook and a pen. So he's in there for something. Yeah. Taking notes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, speaking of rooms and space, if people want rooms and event space, feel free to book your event at the Legend 7 Tap House.
Good plug. I like it.
Like how I threw that in there?
Yeah.
And I'll even throw in an email. You can email bookings@legend7.com.
Perfect.
Boom.
Sweet. That's awesome.
We have space for 140.
Nice. That's a good size event.
I won't go into details about like deposits and all that, but you can email if you want, if you're looking for a Christmas party or somewhere to host or some kind of event. We've got a full kitchen and obviously we're, you know, a tap house.
Yeah.
So we've got leaded beverages.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bookings@legend7.com.
Nice. Sweet. Well, with that, what do you think? Is that an episode or?
I think that's an episode.
Do you want to chit chat about random shit for the last 10 minutes or something? Or?
Well, I could definitely chit chat about random stuff for a little bit.
Okay. Sure.
It depends if anyone else wants to listen to us chit chat about.
I suppose we'll use it at this point to say from here on out, we'll probably talk about non football stuff. So thank you everyone for listening.
The email for Legend 7, it's bookings@legend7brewing.
Oh, okay.
So bookings@legend7brewing.com.
Perfect.
There.
Cool. Yeah, I guess we're going to continue on and talk about random stuff, but this is the end of the episode. So thank you everybody for listening.
Yeah.
Past this point, if you just want to hear us kind of talk about random stuff for 10 minutes, feel free, obviously. But
I do, you know what? It's funny for random stuff. I have one thing that it's just, I really need to mention it because I haven't like thrown it on Facebook yet just because, but okay.
But for that, thank you everybody for this has pretty well been episode 55.
Yeah.
We're on, we record on Anchor. See if I can get all of them here. You can find us on Apple, Google, Spotify, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Overcast. Did I miss one? No.
Breaker.
I said Breaker, didn't I?
Did you?
Maybe. I don't know. Well, in case I didn't, we're on Breaker.
Apple, Google, Spotify, Breaker, Radio Public, Pocket Casts,
Overcast.
Oh, and we record on Anchor.
Yeah, so, yeah I said okay. that. Yeah, we're on the Facebooks. Just search 90 Minute Life. We have a Facebook page. We're trying to use it more. Facebook is hard, but not as hard as Twitter. Twitter's really hard.
We need to hire like
a 21 year old. It can get complicated. But anyways, we also have an email that we know how to use. 90minutelife@outlook.com. NINETY. NINUTELIFE @outlook.com. And let us know if you went to either of the games in Edmonton or if you went to both of them for the World Cup qualifying. Let us know your thoughts. What was it like? What was it like to see Canada play? We want to hear. And also what are your thoughts about the upcoming playoffs in the Canadian Premier League? And
anything.
Who are you rooting for? Or just broad Canadian soccer stuff. Anything.
Or, really. I'll, as much as it pains me to say, if you're a Tottenham fan.
especially if you're a Tottenham fan, you absolutely send us an email. But yeah, thank you for listening. That's the majority of episode 55. Definitely all for the soccer stuff, for the football stuff. Thank you for listening. And we'll see you next time. See and then us. We'll just, yeah, and then we'll just continue talking because whatever.
This there is we go. We had like a 1 second silence there that just crossed 70 minutes, so that's perfect.
Nice.
The one thing that I was going to mention, I think 2021 might go down as like maybe not totally a shit year.
Okay.
Not that the year was shitty, but I mean, okay. I guess two main things happened this year.
Okay, let's hear it.
One, Canada beat Mexico.
Okay. And what was the second thing?
Well, and then ABBA reuniting.
Oh yeah. That's right, because you
know. Now I'll definitely admit I'm the farthest thing from an ABBA fan. But when I saw on Apple Music and I didn't even know this was happening. Yeah. It was just like bloop, new ABBA album.
It's like what?
Like, and I saw it there, and I'm like, oh, what is this? I thought compilation. Oh yeah, whatever. It's just another compilation, or maybe some B sides or unreleased stuff. I went into it, and it was just like brand new studio album, reuniting tour, all these things. Wait, what?
Yeah, it's like what's going on?
Did hell freeze over? Like, these guys were offered some time ago $1 billion to reunite. So $250 million each to, like, go on tour. Just a tour. Not even new album. Just to reunite and be like, show like the world who ABBA is. And they're like,
do like an hour set or something. Yeah.
Yeah. And they're like,
and they said no.
Like, what?
Wow.
It's so that's I'll awesome. Already say that the new ABBA album, it's my album of the year. Sweet. I fucking love it. I listen to it twice every single day. I can't stop listening to it. And then I'm like, well, shit me. Like, now I've been listening to older stuff, and everybody knows ABBA, like Dancing Queen and
of course
Waterloo. All that. But Waterloo is, I will always, like, I will admit, I love Waterloo. That's
yeah, it's a great song.
That's been one of those songs I'm like, yeah, I fucking love that song.
Yeah, like, that's a song, like, I mean, like, we're, you know, we love heavy metal. That's our first love as far as music goes.
Fuck but hey, you don't like ABBA.
But I was going to say, like, there are times where even you just start hearing an ABBA song, and you just kind of start snapping your fingers a little bit, bob your head a bit.
Yeah, and it's just like...
It's an ABBA.
You just get a smile on your face, and the world's not ABBA. Shitty for, like, a couple minutes.
Like, wasn't the world... Yeah, it's like, oh, man, it's like the 1970s again. Now, we both weren't alive in the 1970s, but close enough, early 80s. You know?
I don't know what it is. And it's really, compared to their older stuff, I guess, like, it's pretty slower.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what it is. It's like, holy shit, this is something, the best album ever. And I don't know,
something about it grabbed you.
I listened to it. Ever since it came out, I've listened to it twice a day, every single day.
Nice. I like it.
Yeah.
I'll have to check it out. Tomorrow is new release heavy metal day. Friday.
It's new release music everything. So I'm just like, Friday's new release day. New release magazine day.
Oh, from Billy Madison. Yeah. For anybody listening that's a little bit younger, Billy Madison is an Adam Sandler movie, and it's really funny.
It's one of his only good ones. Yeah, it's one of the good ones.
One of the good ones. It's like right around his like Happy Gilmore days, so it's classic Adam Sandler. Happy Gilmore is my favorite. But
I also like, I'm starting to like drama, like serious Adam Sandler. Like, what was that movie on Netflix called? He's like a hustler.
Oh, Uncut Gems. I missed that one. That's it. I really wanted to watch that.
It's good.
Yeah, it's not a comedy. He was trying to, and I remember when that movie came out, and I didn't get the chance to see it, and I missed out on it when it was on Netflix. But
is it not on Netflix anymore?
No, I believe it's gone now. Oh, but But yeah, it was one of those movies where around the conversation around it was like, oh shit, this is Adam Sandler? And it's like, yeah, that's Adam Sandler. Like he's, you know, giving a performance of a lifetime in that movie.
It was really good. Yeah. Like it was almost.
Yeah,
like, came out at that time, but it was like, that was an Oscar-worthy performance by him. Like it was really
people. I think people were pissed off that he didn't get at least nominated for best actor, because I believe he didn't that year.
No, he didn't.
I don't think he did.
And it was really, I liked it a lot. Anyway,
yeah, sort of. A lot of people did. Like,
but just
it came out of nowhere.
And like, I've been listening to a lot of Cannibal Corpse, and I'm just like, all right, Cannibal Corpse, fuck yeah, let's throw some ABBA on right afterwards. And
absolutely, like, that's the best.
Like, it's
that's the best. The best is when you start making your own playlist and you start kind of smashing like all the, you know, like I've been kind of in a bit of a death metal kick the last several years. I know you have too.
Oh yeah.
But like, so you listen to some hardcore death metal or whatever, and then you, and then yeah, then randomly, you know, you throw on some like, you know, like a pop song or something. Like what's the I'm blanking on the name of the band. They're from the Hall & Oates. Yeah, Hall & Oates.
Like Private Eyes and
I like
Maneater.
I like Hall & Oates.
Oh, here she comes.
Yeah.
Watch out, boy, she'll chew you up.
Yeah, I like that song. It's a good tune. I like Hall & Oates. And so randomly you throw in a couple Hall & Oates tunes and you know, right before that it's Cannibal Corpse or maybe it's Possessed.
Yeah, you get some Hammer Smashed Face.
Yeah.
Pentagram.
Well, they have a new album and the song titles are hilarious. I don't have the listing in front of me, but that's probably my top, that's in my top three.
What, Possessed?
Well, no.
It's
mean,
our Hall & Oates. Like, what are you talking about?
No,
now?
I'm talking Cannibal Corpse. Their new album.
Oh, yeah, their new.
They just
dog.
Oh, I was wondering what that noise was.
Sorry.
That's okay. But, yeah, the new Cannibal Corpse album. That's probably one of my top picks, if not my top album of the year. Though it's been a minute since I've listened to it. I'll have to listen to it again. I don't even know what my top 10 is going to be. I have like
it's
a top.
It's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
But I've been playing a lot of. Or what were you saying?
Oh, just I'm slowly kind of compiling a list of stuff that I've really liked from this year. So,
you know, I could just phone you right after this, but you're here. Do you have Cyberpunk on disc or did you buy it digitally?
Digitally.
Son of a bitch. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Never mind.
Never mind. So nobody can see my listeners out there can't see my thumbs, but I'm giving a two thumbs up to Eternals. Good movie. Really good.
I might go see Dune tomorrow.
Cool.
I've been reading the book.
Awesome. It's a good book.
Just because I remember reading it in junior high. Okay, sorry. I didn't read it. I tried reading it in junior high. And I'm like, nope. I don't understand this at all. So I'm reading it now. I'm not really saying, nope. I don't understand this at all. But I'm kind of like, nope. This is really fucking weird. And it's hard to read. It's
Lord
of the Rings on steroids.
It's a heady book. It can get complicated.
It's how he writes. It's really fucking confusing. And I'm getting a little mad, but it's like, like sometimes like it's the grammar, but just it's the way he write. Frank Herbert or whatever his name is.
Frank Herbert, yeah.
And then I learned that most of this book is part of an acid trip. And it's like, oh, well, that explains everything. Because I guess while writing it, he experimented with mushrooms and LSD.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
I mean that
for
explains,
inspiration.
That explains Dune a lot.
So it's just like, oh, okay, that maybe explains why the book is really fucking confusing sometimes. Because I thought, oh, I don't know, 12. My 12-year-old brain can't handle this. And then I'm reading it at 37.
Yeah, it's like, I still can't handle
it. My 37-year-old brain can't handle this, but I'll stick with it.
The movie's really good, like the new
one
that just
came
out. But yeah, but
like, who plays... there's a guy, I forget. Okay, his name is Thufir? Thufir Hawit?
Oh, is he...
Is that Jason Momoa, or is that...
No, that's Jason Momoa's character's name, Duncan. Duncan Idaho.
Oh. Wait. Is he part of the Atreides too?
Yeah.
Okay, fuck. Hold on. Okay, wait. Okay, maybe I haven't read that part of the book yet.
Oh, oops.
Because I'm trying... No, it's fine. I'm trying to put a face to the names.
Okay, so you're interested in the character...
Paul is the kid. Oh, I know Paul is the kid.
Timothy Chalamet.
Oscar Isaac is the Duke. Duke Leto.
Duke Leto Atreides.
Yeah. Okay. So that's the dad. Who plays Jessica? Like Lady Jessica.
Oh. It's Rebecca Ferguson, I believe. That's her name. Yeah. Rebecca Ferguson. Yeah.
Oh wait. Okay. Where's she from now? Where is she
bunch,
from?
A bunch of stuff.
Yeah, I know the name, but
yeah, you've got
so who's Josh Brolin?
Josh Brolin is like head of security.
That's
kind of like
military
advisor, but
yeah,
his name is Gunray.
Oh, Gunray. Does he like play an instrument?
No. No one does. Not to say that in the book that they don't, but...
Okay, well, yeah. I'm going by what they are in the book, and then I'm trying to put faces to the characters here. And Jason Momoa and Josh Brolin, they're both Atreides people, right? Ish?
Yes.
Yeah. So, Gurnley, that's it. Gurnley.
That's... Gurnley is... Josh Brolin.
Ah, okay, yeah. And he doesn't play an instrument?
Yeah, Gurney Halleck.
That's it. Gurnley. Yeah, Gurnley Halleck. Yeah. That's Josh Brolin. Okay. Yeah. That's what I thought.
And Thufir Hawit is Stephen McKinley. He's an older gentleman in the movie. He plays like a human computer type of thing or something. Like you're wondering about his character in the book. His role is weird, but he does like calculations and predictions and stuff and outcomes of things.
What?
And he does it by taking what's it called? Juice of something. And there's a whole phrase that he speaks, and then he takes a swig of this stuff. And that's not in this movie, but I know that that character does it in the book and in the previous movie from the 80s.
Thufir, whatever his name is, he's like a person.
Yeah, but
he's like the head of security, and
yeah, that's right.
I haven't read it. Well, okay, I'm only like, I don't know, 200 pages in the book, and it's like
there's some stuff that he does where he takes like he's got this substance that he takes, and it's not the spice.
Okay, I haven't made it there yet.
Oh, okay. Anyways, he's also kind of a walking biological. Human computery thing. It's weird. His eyes roll back into the back of his head, and he lays out all this stuff, and you're like, whoa, that was cool. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a good movie. I really like it. Everybody should go see it. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Ghostbusters comes out this weekend. I'm excited for that.
Ah.
I probably won't see it right away, but I would like to eventually see it, so. Mm-hmm.
We'll see. I don't know.
There's a lot going on in the next several weeks, so I don't know if I'll be able to make it out, but I am looking forward to that movie. But not as much as I'm looking forward to semifinals on Saturday.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. What do you think? That's that?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I think it's been mostly just me talking for the last 15 minutes. So I don't know.
That's all right. Nothing wrong with that. Yeah, yeah. Cool, cool. I think that's episode 50.
I think so.
If you've stayed with the end, thank you. In the off season, we might end up doing these types of episodes as their own, and we'll name them as such. That way you can, you know, something.
That way you don't get confused.
Yeah, yeah. We'll find a cool name to name an episode where the whole episode is dedicated to, like, music, movies, or games, or whatever.
Oh, and by the way, just as a, I should have done this in the football episode, or in the football half, but I'll mention it now. Arsenal has a documentary on Amazon coming out. If it's not already out,
I'll have to watch that.
I don't see a Tottenham documentary. I'm just saying.
Well, they have that All or Nothing, the story of Tottenham.
Fuck me, they do too.
Yeah, I mean, All or Nothing is a series, and they
shit. And you know what? Arsenal is doing the same thing.
Yeah,
that's being filmed right now.
That's hilarious.
Fuck. I forgot about that, and you know what? I even talked about that in an episode.
You've mentioned it. You've told me
in one of our earlier episodes. Son of a. Never mind.
We probably talked about it when I talked about watching Sunderland Till I Die.
No. It was way before, like.
But probably, yeah.
In the early times, in the long, long ago. That's right. I was really excited because I was just like, "That's right." Arsenal gets a documentary, and we're doing All or Nothing. Haha, Tottenham, what do you have?
They have the same thing.
They got the same thing, like All or Nothing.
From like 2 years ago.
God damn it.
That's really funny.
I thought I could burn, but ended up burning myself in the same.
On that note.
Fuck you, Tottenham.
That's really funny. Thanks for listening to episode 55.
Yeah.
That was fun. Let's do it again. We'll do it next time. But yeah, come and find us and say hi if you're at the semifinal game at ATCO Field on Saturday. Yeah. In Calgary.
Thank you for being our neighbors.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, I just watched that movie with Tom Hanks. It's really
good.
Oh,
yeah?
Made me cry. Is it? Yeah, it's really good. Anyways, come and say hi. Find us and say hi.
Yeah.
But yeah. Till next time.
Sweet.
Have a great rest of your day.
Rest of your week. And rest of whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
And, again, just a quick another thank you tribute to any, like, if there's any current serving active members of military. Mm-hmm. Thank you for all that you do. And if you're tired, whether you're young, old, whatever, you only served a year, who cares? Thank you for your service.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. Thank you, past, present, and future veterans of armed forces, for the country of your residence is, Canada, United States, you know, Brazil,
anywhere.
France.
You the know. World.
Yeah.
The you. World.
Thank you. Thank you. Till next time. All right.
All right. Stay safe. Take care.
Bye, everybody.
All right. See yous.